Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It is a Thursday, so let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get into the Ravens and other matchups this weekend, the trade deadline was Tuesday. Anything catch your eye? A couple of big names got dealt. Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams. What did you take away from the deadline?
Well, just the amount of compensation that Indianapolis gave up for Sauce Gardner. I thought, you know, to give up two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell, who's a quality prospect, hadn't played a lot this year, but he certainly has the ability to play and will probably start right away for the Jets at some point. You know, and then to get what, you know, for a 27-year-old Quinnen Williams, who's not having a great season, to see what Dallas surrendered right there. Not that Mozzie Smith is any kind of a prospect. He has not been a good player. But to give up a first and second round pick for him, I thought, you know, the Cowboys are trying to rebuild their defense during the season. I thought that's what teams are supposed to do in the offseason. So it's a little bizarre. But, look, I think Rashid Shaheed was a good pickup. I think Jalen Phillips by the Eagles was a really smart pickup. I'm not sure what tape they watch of Jair Alexander, which would make them think like he's going to be, you know, step in and play at a high level. But I don't think Baltimore, you know, feels too bad that he's moved on.
No, he wasn't going to play here. You surprised the Ravens didn't do a little bit more?
I thought they might, you know, attack the defensive line, Jason. You know, with the amount of guys that they've lost this year, I thought that, you know, that would be a priority. You know, they've always got a bundle of picks and, you know, in their pocket, and I thought this would be the year. Especially after trading away Owe and see how he's playing, you know, right now. But I thought that would be a position that they would go after, you know, with some of the picks that they have.
Well, Baldy, they're set to take on the Vikings, and that was one of the big upsets over the weekend. Minnesota going into Detroit and winning that football game. What did you think of J.J. McCarthy back in his starting role?
Well, his first throw in 7 weeks was an absolute dime to Jordan Addison. Now, he dropped it, but you couldn't throw the ball any better. And he made six throws in the game, including a touchdown to Justin Jefferson that were, you know, you got to make those throws to win big games on the road against good teams like Detroit. He did all of that. I thought he was pretty – I didn't see a whole lot of rust. He missed some plays, there's no doubt. But I thought if you just look at it in totality and look at the throws that he made, considering – he's been sitting for 7 weeks. I thought it was a pretty strong performance. And then defensively, they played their best game of the year. And, you know, it would help to get Andrew Van Ginkel back. He's a really good player. But, you know, Cashman, Javon Hargrave, you know, pick a guy. Jalen Redmond, pick a guy on that defense. They all played extremely well against Detroit.
Talking with Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on the Fence. So the Ravens' defense the last 3 weeks has given up 17, 16, and then 6 points. So the defense is at least trending in the right direction. How much better in your mind is this defense as they head to face a Minnesota team that, as you mentioned, J.J. McCarthy making some throws, and they got a ton of skill position talent?
Well, I mean, look, you hold the Rams to 17 points, and the Bears, those are two top 10 offenses right now. You know, the Bears ran up and down the field against Cincinnati last week, albeit Cincinnati. But, I mean, and the Rams can put up, you know, points to anybody. And the whole, you know, they've improved a lot, you know, getting Roquan back, Kyle Hamilton healthy. I mean, those things all make a difference. But they're playing much better defense. They're much more sound right now. They're not giving up big rush lanes, you know, to running backs. And so they've improved a great deal right now. And they're going to need to do that because Minnesota has got – they've got players in spots that can beat you for big, you know, big chunk yardage if you're not tackling well and not leveraging plays the right way.
How much do you take out of that Colts-Steelers game? I mean, it's so weird with the six giveaways slash takeaways, however you want to look at them, including one on special teams that was kind of bizarre. Pittsburgh still only wins by one score despite the heavy takeaway numbers in their favor, Baldy, and they only average 3.7 yards per play, which is kind of crazy to me. Like, does it say more about the Steelers or the Colts or anything?
I think, well, I did that game, Jason, so I was there. I saw it firsthand. You know, the muff punt was just a bad decision by the returner. I mean, that's just a poor decision. So as you take that out, you know, TJ had his best game of the year. You know, he beat a right tackle clean. He got the sack fumble in the second quarter, turned the whole game around for Pittsburgh. It didn't look good to start with. I thought the defensive line looked like, you know, it's a defensive line that's handsomely paid, Jason.
Yeah.
Like they all, like Alex Highsmith, you know, Cam Hayward, Nick Herbig. I mean, and especially the young kid, Peyton Wilson. I mean, they played very, very well. Now they made some changes, J.C. You know, Jalen Ramsey went to safety.
Yep.
You know, they traded for Kyle Duggar. So they started two new safeties. And, you know, not surprising, the ball really didn't go over their head all day. And that's what the Colts have been able to do. And then they shut down the league's leading rusher. But in a bizarre way, I'm not sure what Shane Steichen was thinking. Maybe he saw that poor secondary and said, okay, we're going to come out and throw it. But they never really tried to get Jonathan Taylor going in that game. And, you know, by time – I think they were ready to, you know, they were too far behind. So it kind of got away from them. But, you know, Pittsburgh's defensive line, when they can eat like they did and take the ball away, because I thought they were very conservative on offense. And maybe they did because they had a lead and the defense was playing well. But you could see, like, Aaron Rodgers and some of these receivers, like, he's thrown at one place and the receiver's going another place. And they didn't look like they were completely in sync. And in cahoots to me in some of those plays.
Baldy, I think Monday Night Football is a really interesting matchup. The Eagles coming off a bye, and it's so hard to get a grasp on this Packers team. The double-digit favorite against the Panthers lost, double-digit favorite against the Browns and lost, and they tied with the Cowboys. Just how good are the Packers in your eyes, Baldy?
Well, they're not as good as they were last week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This time losing Tucker Kraft. I mean, that's their leading receiver. He's a big play guy. They get him in matchups. He's good after the catch, and he's a good blocker. So they're not going to be as good. I thought Carolina just whipped them, to be honest with you. They whipped them on both lines of scrimmage. And I'm sure that Matt LaFleur took a long look at that and said something about it, you know, to his guys. They ran the ball well against him. But, you know, Derek Brown and the group in Carolina, like, that's a pretty good defense all the way around. Like, the people don't really pay much attention to them, but they won the line of scrimmage in that game, and they earned that win, just like Cleveland did. And so Pittsburgh's coming to town, or Philadelphia's coming to town on Monday, and they're capable with what they have returning and some of the new guys they've gotten right now. They're capable of doing very similar things that Cleveland, and Carolina just did, and Philadelphia did it to them in the regular season in Brazil last year, and they did it to them in the playoffs as well. So they know that they got to be at their very best on Monday night.
Baldy, let's finish with one of the games of the weekend. The 7-2 Patriots travel to Tampa to take on the 6-2 Buccaneers. Who do you like and why in this one?
I'm going to be there announcing that game. It's going to be great. I mean, the Patriots are going for 7 wins in a row. Drake May is playing great. I don't think they did go to Buffalo and win, but I don't think they've seen Todd Bowles with 2 weeks to prepare and what he might do to protection. Drake May has been sacked a lot this year, second most in the league. I think they're going to get after Drake May, albeit he's played great. He's taking care of the football. He's making some big plays in every game. They are a much improved team. They're worthy of their record, but the schedule has been fairly soft. So I think this is where they kind of start to see what playoff competition really looks like. And so I kind of like Tampa in this game. Rested, they're going to get some players back, but the Patriots, they're a good defense, quality team, well coached. It should be a great game.
The Steelers go to face the Chargers in what should be a home game for them out there with all that crowd. Yeah. And the way they travel. Yeah. I don't know what to make of the Chargers, Baldy, because they're kind of one team with Joe Alt and another without, and now they're back without. What do you think of them?
Well, I mean, they're not. I mean, obviously, if Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt were there, yeah. You know, and the running backs were healthy, you know, Marion Hampton. I mean, you put the whole offense together. I mean, they're really good. But you know, I don't know what film they watch of Trevor Penning to go sign him. I think he's going to upgrade the offensive line. I don't know what game any of them would have watched. Maybe they're just that desperate right now for linemen, because in one game they were on their third team right tackle. Mekhi Becton looks like. Sometimes he wants to play. A lot of times he doesn't want to play. So I don't think he's any guy that they can count on right now. But, you know, Justin Herbert is a resilient guy. The rookies have been really good. The tight end, Arondé Gatson, mm-hmm. has been awesome. Really good. And so, they're resilient. Pittsburgh is going to have to open their offense up eventually. And, if it doesn't go to DK Metcalf down the field, it really doesn't. They really don't get chunk plays. And, I thought Indianapolis, without a great quarterback play, like they kind of took him out of the game. So I want to see if what kind of game Pittsburgh plays offensively, because I still think, you know, the Chargers defense is still very good. I know it's going to be a home game out there. I know it's SoFi. It looks like, you know, when a team like Pittsburgh comes to town or San Francisco, like they take it over. But I think this is going to be a match where the Chargers will play a game. They don't care if they win 16-15. They're going to play it very close to the vest. They're not going to turn it over like Indy did. And, you know, at some point, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to win some of these games. And let's see if he can do that, you know, on the road.
Baldy, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We will chat next week.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, Jason. Take care, guys. See you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. League at Large coming up next. We will hear from Sean Payton and Pete Carroll as they play Thursday Night Football tonight. Also, Jim Harbaugh, as Jason just mentioned, that Chargers-Steelers game. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.